Dr. Polyakova, Alina, ladies and gentlemen, I am deeply honored to receive the Transatlantic Leadership Award from the Center for European Policy Analysis. I want to thank you for this generous gesture and for all the work that CIPA does to provide vital research and analysis on the most pressing issues facing us. You play an important role in strengthening the bond between Europe and North America, a bond that is vital for peace and security, but also a bond that has been brought into question over the last few weeks with the withdrawal from Afghanistan and the AUKUS agreement between the United Kingdom, the United States and Australia. These are two very different issues, yet they have both triggered a discussion over the strength of our transatlantic bond. There have been many differences over the past seven decades. However, they do not change the fundamental need for Europe and North America to stand together. We live in a more dangerous and competitive world. Russia is more aggressive abroad and more oppressive at home. China is using its might to coerce other countries and control its own people. We also face more frequent and sophisticated cyber attacks, and persistent terrorist threats, and the proliferation of nuclear weapons. No country, no continent can face these challenges alone. Neither Europe nor North America. But in NATO, we are not alone. We are doing more together today than we have for a very long time. We have implemented the biggest reinforcement of our collective defense in a generation, increased the readiness of our forces, and all allies are investing more in defense. At the NATO summit in June, we agreed to continue this adaptation. We adopted NATO 2030, an ambitious and forward-looking agenda. Strengthening NATO as the indispensable forum for all issues that affect our security. Increasing national resilience, investing in the latest technologies, boosting our cyber defenses, and making climate and security a core part of our business. Leaders also agreed to increase NATO's common funding. This is a force multiplier and a strong message of our unity and resolve. To help secure the rules-based international order, we will deepen our cooperation with like-minded countries and organizations, including with the European Union. Together with President von der Leyen and President Michel, we are working on a new joint declaration to be ready by the end of the year. It will renew our political commitment to further strengthen our strategic cooperation. As part of NATO 2030, we also started to develop NATO's next strategic concept to reflect a fundamentally changed security environment, chart a common course forward, and recommit allies to stand together. Because a strong NATO is good for Europe and it is good for North America. We will adopt this strategic concept at our Madrid summit next year, which will be an important milestone for NATO's continued adaptation. In a dangerous world, our solidarity is our strength. It ensures we will continue to keep our 1 billion people safe. And I know CIPA will continue to be a strong supporter of our shared cause of transatlantic security. Thank you. And thank you once again for this prestigious award.